I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1045, Two-Fingered Thumpin'. I miss my dad. Chauncey Knight was one of a kind. He was funny, positive, engaging, and a bit quirky. He would sing Home, Home on the Range out of the blue for no reason at all. He would dance a little jig in the kitchen just because he could. He called people names that weren't their names. He called my niece, Dina, Susie, for no random reason. Or Carolyn was Queenie and Janny was Princess. He mowed his lawn diagonal, and it better be right. Dad lived to be 95. He would have been 107 this month, and I miss him. Among Dad's quirks was his two-fingered thumping. This podcast, as you know, is T2G. It's about love, loving God and loving others. You know, to love, well, you have to include some correction there also. Now, we can debate corporal punishment for kids another time. All I know is I got some two-fingered thumping, and I believe I'm better for it. When Dad would quote-unquote spank, it wasn't with his whole hand. That would be too much, too harsh. So he would just use his index finger and his middle finger, and with a flick of the wrist, he'd thump you. It was enough to say, that's enough of that. No, that's not acceptable. Straighten up and fly right. The Bible talks about God, our Heavenly Father, giving us discipline also. We read about it in places like Hebrews 12, verses 10 and 11. They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Or Job 5, 17 and 18. Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. For He wounds, but He also binds up. He injures, but His hands also heal. Or Proverbs 3, 11 and 12 puts it this way. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke. Because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father, the son He delights in. Notice that discipline, or boundaries, or correction, they're all necessary, even if we don't like to be told no at the time. God's discipline is out of love, the love of a father for a dear child. God disciplines us not to condemn us, but to correct us. We already know there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, so don't tell yourself a wrong story here. A permissive parent with no boundaries for his or her child is not a loving parent. Now, this doesn't mean that every hard thing that happens is sent from God to discipline us. No, we do live in a broken world. Yet God won't waste anything. He's always looking for ways to help us become more like Jesus. Proverbs 31.org writes, "Don't ignore discipline when someone points out your mistakes. Don't just brush it off. Don't miss a moment of divine correction. When the Holy Spirit convicts your spirit, when you have unrest because you know that you have to make something right, when you are reaping the consequence of bad decisions, embrace correction as a dear friend. God disciplines us, and it's never meant to hurt us. It's meant to redeem us. God will never turn His back on us." Here's the great question. Is there something the Lord is correcting you about today? If so, don't harden your heart. Accept His words of correction and reap the peace and wholeness that comes from obedience. Let's pray this prayer from Arlene Pelican. Lord, I open my heart to Your correction. Forgive me for ignoring Your discipline in my life. Thank You for loving me enough to guide me to truth and steer me away from sin and error. I seek to obey Your commandments. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1046. In the meantime, where would we be without correction in our lives? Well, it wouldn't be good. When correction is balanced by truth and love, then we can receive it and grow in it. I'm thankful for my dad and the way that he disciplined. I don't think it's a lot different than the way God does, because it wasn't too hard and it wasn't too soft. It was more like a two-fingered thumpin'.